I started living a double life on my very first day of kindergarten. I remember crying even before I walked into the classroom. Sitting on the carpet surrounded by kids I didn't know, my teacher took attendance. Sheila Blandon, she called out. At home, my family called me Sheila Blandon. I spoke in Spanish and ate Nicaraguan food. But for the next 13 years, I hid Sheila. Throughout the 90s, there was an increase in immigration to the U.S., which led to tensions at my elementary school. About half of the students were native Spanish speakers, and during recess, Latinos were a target for bullies. The words beaner, wetback, and immigrant were everyday taunts. Even kids who were born here were told to go back where they came from. But I was an exception. I didn't have a common Latino name like Ana or Maria. When my teacher first called me Sheila, I didn't correct her because I didn't want to make things complicated. And soon, it became convenient. By the time I got to high school, I thought of myself more as Sheila than the name that I was actually given at birth. But that started to change when I got to college and met fellow students who were powerful, smart, and Latino. There was Eddie, who was big in the Chicano movement, and Kim, who wore a bracelet with the word Chapina on it, which means Guatemalan girl. They weren't ashamed of who they were or where they came from. So why was I? Sheila was still alive, though. She was there every time my parents called me amor or hija. She was there when my grandpa dialed my cell phone from Nicaragua to tell me about his heart condition. And she was there whenever I introduced myself to Latinos, saying, me llamo Sheila, me llamo Sheila, me llamo Sheila. Finally, last fall, I decided to reintroduce the world to that person. With a perspective, me llamo Sheila Blandon.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.